Welcome back to the Bun Sports Show. Hope everyone had a great holiday weekend. It was fantastic. If you were an Auburn fan, if you're an Alabama fan, you're probably looking for the nearest cliff right now. Jacob Bun, along with David Sears, we both were at the game and both had a chance to attend and see the amazing comeback by Auburn in the second half and the colossal failure that was Alabama in the second half. And the students threw paper money, which I caught a $100 bill with the Monopoly money, so I'm going to now mortgage my hotel. What were your thoughts on the game?
I think the biggest key was the Auburn defense in the second half. If you noticed, they were showing one look, and then right before the snap count, the Mike linebacker would signal, and they'd shift and go into a different defensive formation. I think McElroy was never able to truly adjust to that, and then for some reason, they went away from the quick passing game that was doing so well in the first half. I think one of the biggest problems is that Alabama was not able to establish the run. They have not been able to establish the run the entire year against decent defenses. It's a problem that's going to have to be addressed this offseason. Injuries were a big factor in this game. Mark Maron tearing a pec, so he's not able to stretch out to try to bat down that ball for the opening touchdown of the second half for Auburn. Obviously, McElroy
injured himself on the first touchdown when he was hitting the ball, trying to dislodge the ball. Mm-hmm. And it didn't work.
When you're going to be a national champion, you just have to have the breaks go for you. Alabama had it last year with Tennessee's kicker who couldn't kick it, who couldn't get elevation on the ball. Auburn seemed to have it this year against Clemson, South Carolina, and Alabama. So they've just got a way. They find a way to win, and that's what champions do.
Auburn, absolutely. You can't say enough about the resiliency they showed in the second half. I thought Ontario McCaleb did a tremendous job coming in there, adding another dimension. Cam Newton, Alabama's defense, did a superb job, the best all year as far as running. He was 22 carries, only 39 yards all day, but then his passing. Anytime he can't run, he's going to pass, and he was 13 of 20 for 216 yards. And you just where he puts the ball, it's hard to defend.
What the amazing stat to me is if you combine the rushing yardage of Ingram, Richardson, and Newton, that doesn't even get 100 yards. The three of them combined
amazing.
Did not even make 100 yards. So that was a very interesting stat. The secondary for Alabama has been the weak link on defense all year long, and they got exposed again against Auburn.
I thought Alabama had a real chance in the second half. I know the momentum, and you could just feel it, just seeping in Auburn's direction at a rapid pace as the second half began. But I thought Alabama had a really good chance when they caused the muff punt.
Mm-hmm.
To get the ball, put it in the end zone, and I think it would have been a two-score of the game then. They didn't do it. They couldn't get it in the end zone, and I thought at that point, I said, well, there's no way Auburn loses this game because Alabama simply cannot score.
True enough.
Well, it'll be interesting to see where everything goes from here. I think a lot of questions are going to have to be answered offensively for Alabama. Of course, the first half was brilliant, but the second half is really what Alabama fans have been pointing to all year long as the problems. Well, is there going to be a staff change down there as far as a coordinator? I don't know, but it'll be interesting to see. I sense that there will be some change, but it'll be interesting to see going forward. Auburn moves on now to Atlanta, regardless of whether or not they won in Tuscaloosa. They were going to move on to Atlanta anyway and play the South Carolina Gamecocks, and a chance for Auburn to do something that they haven't done in 6 years, and that is compete for an SEC championship and try to win one. Reminiscent of 2004, the only difference this time around, Auburn with a win in Atlanta will assuredly be in the
BCS
championship
game.
And assuredly be playing Oregon or TCU. So be interesting to see how that goes. Any early feel for that game?
Right now, you got to ride the hot hand, and I don't see Auburn losing to South Carolina. It just seems like there's something about this team. Now, off the field, something may occur that will eventually take away all the shine, but on the field, I don't think anything can stop them.
No, and that's a lot has been made about the situation off the field. Is it real? I think something could happen later, but right now, nothing is happening. Right now, Auburn is winning, and Cam Newton is playing. So if you're an Auburn fan, you have to enjoy this moment and just be proud of your team because and beyond Auburn for just a second. Look at what the SEC has done now. You had LSU in 2003 and in 2007, Florida in 2006, and 2008. Alabama, of course, last year, 2009, and here is Auburn in 2010. And the SEC continues its dominance with the different schools. It's just amazing.
Just shows the depth of the league. You've got, I think, everyone but Ole Miss in the SEC West is in the BCS top 25. Just yes, shows the depth of correct. The SEC West. The SEC West, I believe I saw from Stuart Mandel, has more people in the top 25 than the ACC, Big East, and Pac-10 combined.
Mm-hmm.
So that's five people from one division in the top 25.
That's amazing.
And it's just a great, great show. You've got so much depth and talent in there. They really, if you can come unscathed from that, that is just an amazing feat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what makes Alabama's last two runs and Auburn's run this year so amazing that they did come from that. And the SEC East is down this year. I'll grant you that. But South Carolina, they broke through the glass ceiling this year and did something they've never done as a program and made it to Atlanta. Get the is going to be – they don't give a champion. Everybody keeps saying they're SEC East champions. Well, there's no such thing. They are going to be the representative from the East in the SEC championship.
You do get an SEC trophy, though, if you win the West and the East.
So do you, I guess, really?
Yeah, you should, okay. You should, well, be a champion.
Well, okay, then
it's not as big as the SEC trophy.
Okay, South Carolina has won the SEC East championship. I'll give it to Spurrier. Well, but I think he's definitely shooting for bigger marbles this weekend in the Big
One. I will not count out.
Spurrier's no stranger to this game.
I will not count out the old ball coach. Mm-hmm. Ellis Johnson's a great defensive coordinator getting a second crack at Auburn. The offensive genius of Steve Spurrier is getting a second crack at Auburn's defense. It's going to be really interesting. I think it should be a good game. It'll definitely be closer, I think, to the 2008 SEC championship game. I don't see it being a blowout. It could be like 2008 where it's real close and then they get a second score to win by two scores.
Yeah, and you have to think Cam Newton will be the guy like Tim Tebow to make the plays when they really need to be made. Last weekend, let's see how we did. Of course, we did pretty well on picks. Yeah, just reviewing, we both nailed the Arkansas game. Of course, you picked Alabama, and my prediction on the Iron Bowl was that they would come back in the fourth quarter, so I'll just go ahead and give myself all the credit in the world on that.
I had Ole Miss, though. I really thought Nutt would pull off the upset, and he came close there.
He did. That game was very scary for Mississippi State. But you got me on Tennessee and Kentucky. I did not believe in
Derek Dooley. How about Derek Dooley? If Derek Dooley did not have Dan Mullen and Gene Chizik this year, he would have been a lock to get Coach of the Year. But
amazing,
it's definitely going to be between Mullen and Chizik.
I think it'll go to Gene Chizik just because I know that Dan Mullen, not to take anything away from Dan Mullen's job, but I just think as far as what I predict, it will go Gene Chizik. We both got the Georgia game correct, the Florida State. Oh, my goodness. FireCoachMeyer.com had a new blog post today. People are just not happy in
Well, they're unhappy with Adazio, and they really need to do something about that offense. And we'll see if he does. Dan McCarney is going to the North Texas Mean Green from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He was the defensive line coach. He was defensive line coach at Florida. He was the head coach at Iowa State from 1995 to 2006.
Oh, okay.
So
when Chizik took over.
Yeah, he was the one that Chizik supplanted. But Dan McCarney will be the new head coach of the North Texas Mean Green.
Well, Florida State did win that game 31-7. South Carolina 29-7. No problem with Clemson. I thought they would have a bump in the road looking ahead to Auburn, but apparently not.
Looks like Dabo Sweeney's on the very hot seat at Clemson. He may get one more season. Then again, he may be on the outs. So that will be interesting. Spurrier's team, I didn't see much of that game. I mainly watched Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and was watching Georgia, Georgia Tech, which turned out to be a really good ball game too. So I did not see much of that, and I figured South Carolina would just put them away with ease.
Yeah, and Philip Fulmer. Keep that name handy.
He is being rumored to be interested in the Clemson job, which his system in the ACC, he'd only have to deal with probably – Virginia Tech, and depending on who the coach is of Miami, which Tubbs is being very heavily rumored to be going back to his roots.
And Mark Richt and Dan Mullen.
And Mullen also. I hear it's 1A, 1B with Mullen and Tuberville. So we'll see. And of course,
Mullen insists,
John Gruden John Gruden was the hot rumor.
For 5 minutes.
That was shot down within 20 minutes. That was unbelievable. Thank you, Twitter. The coaching carousel is not over with. And then, of course, last time Nick Saban won a national championship, the next year he went 9-3 and left for the pros. He's 9-3 this year. The Dallas Cowboys' job is open. Does he want another shot at the pros? We'll see. A lot of speculation there that Saban may be growing tired of SEC competition and the dirtiness of the SEC. Will it happen? I seriously doubt it, but then again, you never say never.
Never say never with Nick Saban. And let me throw this bit of irony out there, too. You just talked about how what happened in 2004. In 2004, Nick Saban coached an LSU team. They went into Auburn, didn't play them in Tiger Stadium, but the final score of the LSU-Auburn game of 2004 was 10-9. That's a one-point loss, a game LSU fans believe they should have won. Auburn went on to go 13-0. They went on to win the SEC championship that year. Alabama loses by 1 point to Auburn. Auburn is 12-0, playing for the SEC championship. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
It is interesting. It is interesting. Does that mean Alabama's going to hire a bumbling idiot from Oklahoma State to be their head coach?
It's less miles.
We have Mike Gundy, who's a man, who's 40.
That is my source tells me that he is a man and he is 40.
I think he's 41 now. 42, maybe.
He's 50 now. Vanderbilt has told Robbie Caldwell after removing his interim tag, said that they unremoved his interim tag and said that you will be interim because you're gone. He is no longer going to be the head coach of the Vanderbilt Commodores, so they're going to make a big step up. Reports are that they're looking at the Navy offensive coordinator. Is that right, or is it defensive?
Yeah, it's the offensive coordinator.
What a great move!
I mean,
bring
the triple option. It's a difficult offense to defend on 1 week preparation, so it would.
Oh,
be...
but they're bringing the Destroyers too. Okay,
but I mean, ACC is having. I mean, what's his name? Georgia Tech with. Paul Johnson
yeah.
is having
very good success. With
having
that.
Pretty decent success with Georgia Tech in the triple option there. So it just takes a while to figure out, and once they figure it out, then you have absolutely nothing because you have no passing game. But it'll be a new unique offense for Vandy to recruit too, and it'll be a new attempt. So
well, we'll see.
If they're serious about football, though, they should go after the Pirate. I say they go after Mike Leach. If they're serious about football, bringing that unique spread offense, it'll be difficult for people to deal with.
It'll be an interesting.
I would say Mike Leach, but, I mean, he's a lawyer, so you know he'll fit in with the academia people up there. So.
Or try to go after an assistant like a Kirby Smart. Mississippi State edged Ole Miss by 8 points, 31-23. Dan Mullen has done a wonderful job this year as head coach of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, and he insisted earlier today on Twitter that the only thing he is mulling about right now is fighting the flu, which he apparently has, and preparing for Mississippi State's bowl trip to where nobody knows. But they did, in fact, win the Egg Bowl. Georgia, 42-34 over Georgia Tech in a late-night drama game on ESPN. What did you think of that?
I really enjoyed that game. It was a lot of fun. Georgia Tech was undone again by their lack of a passing game. Had they had a decent passing attack, they probably could have driven down the field on Georgia's secondary. SEC beats the ACC again, and I'm just thinking that Rick may have saved his job, but he's going to have to make a lot of changes on the defensive side of the ball again.
Which he says he's not going to. So it'll be interesting to see who wins that war.
And
I feel like it won't be him. And then the game, I thought the second, other than the Iron Bowl, the second most interesting game of the week, at least from my perspective, Arkansas and LSU played in Little Rock. Arkansas escapes. Les, is he out? His horseshoes, he's using
He left up. The leprechaun at home. I just thought there was too much with Ryan Mallett there.
He did a great job.
I just really thought he was going to step up. He did step up. They looked really good. I really think that Arkansas is either going to the Cotton – more BCS.
Yeah. Well, keep your eyes and ears tuned to the news because it could be an interesting week. Have a good couple days and enjoy it. We'll be back.